You're on Texas Standard Time.
When Texas lawmakers arrived in Austin Tuesday, they had that look, you know, the sort of first day of school thing, the glowing optimism. Yes, the process will be tough, but there's the possibility great things can happen. Well, we'll see how many folks are still smiling 130-something days from now. And though it's far too early to know just how the 86th legislative session will unfold, this much we do know. The limits of the state's budget. That's what State of Texas Controller Glenn Hager has told state lawmakers. Controller Hager, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
It's great to be with you today.
This biennial budget is projected to be $119.1 billion. It's hard to get your head around something like that if you're not used to it.
Anything that has a B in it,
yeah.
Billions.
Amen.
$119 billion. And what that means is the revenues that we project will come into the state treasury starting September of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Revenues will increase by 8% into the state treasury. Taxes will continue to grow because the economy has been so strong. Maybe not each individual community, not each region of the state of Texas, but as a total overall the state of Texas. For his job creation, over 350,000 jobs in the last 12 months, 3.7% unemployment rate, which is a historical low, and then revenues into the treasury because of the economy have been very strong. The next 2 years will continue to grow as a state, but just probably not at the same levels that we have seen in the last year.
I see, because you anticipated my question. You were characterized as being cautiously optimistic, right. And I guess what you're saying is the growth can't continue at this current rate.
That's right. So, say, for example, sales tax revenues, which for the state treasury is the largest source of revenue, roughly that has been for quite some time. It was about 10% higher on each single month than the same month the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, you can't continue on that trajectory. You know, it's got to get more back to normal ranges, which is, you know, 4-3.
Right.
And with that being said, we think the economy is going to continue to grow. But that caution is also more so because if you look at the global economy, there's some uncertainties in the economy, how that impacts Texas. Texas
right.
is the largest importer and exporter in value of goods of any of the states in our nation. So any type of trade discussion and slowdown in the global economy has a larger impact on the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reason I'm a little more cautious, highlighting that caution than we have in the past.
I know I have to ask you about that rainy day fund, which is supposed to be a bit of a cushion in the event that we overspend or we have some extreme need. A lot of people pointed to Hurricane Harvey and said, talk about rainy day fund. If that's not rainy day, what is? What's your ideal vision there?
If you look at our Economic Stabilization Fund, and really what it's there for is as a large natural disaster, like you mentioned, Hurricane Harvey,
mm-hmm.
or more so the original intent, when the economy slows down, it's there to rough out those edges in revenues if the economy contracts. Over the course of the next 2+ years, I project that it'll have $15 billion in it, which is roughly somewhere between 22% and 25% of the fund balance of all the savings accounts
wow.
of all 50 states.
Yeah.
And so in my opinion, we really need to keep somewhere about 7% or 8% of our general spending in reserve. And if we're going to have that much money, we also need to put it in another type of account, like an endowment account. You can create a fund that actually lives for next generations.
This biennial, there's a big push to spend more in education and also a big push to put a limit on property taxes. How can Texas keep up with growth and limit spending while continuing to keep as a income tax-free state?
Well, Texas, right now, the legislature and leadership has talked about property taxes and school finance is the biggest issue this session. And so it's imperative that the legislature figures out a fix.
Just to be clear, when you say use the word fix there, you think the state portion should be increased during this session?
Well, I think it's important that the state share is going to need to be increased over time because it's a simple math formula of X plus Y equals Z, and
right.
Z is all school funding. X and Y are the local share and the state share. And it's pretty simple how kind of a seesaw works. One side goes up, one side goes down. And so therefore, if you want to have a long systemic fix, the state is going to have to figure out how do you make sure you keep that local side down and you replace that with the state side of it as the population continues to grow in the school rolls.
Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager speaking with us about the biennial state budget and the state spending priorities. Comptroller, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Great to be with you again. Hope you all have a great day. Thank you.
You too.